Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I'm Ian Abdul, Abdul Ismail, Ismail. Abdul Ismail, alleges to have been injured at work on 11/26/21. Appeared he simply states he injured his right shoulder and back. Appeared he was unwilling to interact with the evaluator in terms of his intake history, period, for several minutes. Despite my attempts, he simply ignored me and was looking at his phone. Appeared his 8-year-old daughter, let's scratch that, his daughter, who was approximately 8 years old, was present. Appeared he refused to provide responses to numerous aspects of the intake questionnaire, stating he could get the dates, we could get the dates from his attorney. Period. He indicates he did go to the emergency room. Appeared he eventually underwent surgery on the shoulder, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. With more questioning, he states he was pulling a pallet that got caught on another. Appeared he was using a pallet jack when this occurred. Appeared medical records show he was seen at Concentra on 11/29/21. Period. He stated he was pulling a pallet and injured his upper back. Period. It was stuck under another pallet. Period. He had not taken any medication for this injury. Period. X-rays of the thoracic spine showed degenerative changes in the mid and lower thoracic spine by way of osteophyte formation. Period. He was diagnosed with thoracic myofascial strain and started on medications. Period. He returned and participated in physical therapy over the next several weeks, but remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 1/4/22. He had a thoracic spine MRI. Red is showing T8-9 and T9-10 disc herniations with the T10-11 bulging annulus. Appear the herniations were characterized as posterior subligamentous disc herniation measuring approximately 1.5 millimeters in the anterior posterior dimension at midline at both levels with impression upon the thecal sac. Appear there was also anterolateral disc herniation at these levels. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz beginning 2/15/22. Period. He noted the results of the MRI. Period. He also referenced a cervical spine MRI that was essentially normal. Appeared x-rays of the thoracic spine revealed degenerative changes. Period. Dr. Lipschultz thought he had mild impingement syndrome with tenderness in his right shoulder at the AC joint. Appeared he had small thoracic disc herniations which are intermittently symptomatic. Appeared he was not interested in injections or surgery on the thoracic spine. Appeared he did accept a corticosteroid injection into the shoulder, however. Period. Dr. Lipschultz followed his progress, but he remained symptomatic about the shoulder. Period. A right shoulder MRI was done on 3/30/22. Period. It showed signal heterogeneity and ill definition of the superior labrum with partial calcification consistent with a slap tear. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Lipschultz. period. On 4/5/22, they discussed possible surgical intervention. Period. On 7/7/22, he was currently on unemployment. Period. Surgery was scheduled several times on May 11, 2022. Period was canceled as his son had COVID. Period on May 18, 2022, he did not have a ride to get to surgery and had eaten that morning. Period on May 25, 2022, he canceled surgery as another son had COVID. Period. Once again, surgery was scheduled. Period. This was performed on 7/27/22. Period. Dr. Lipschultz performed right shoulder arthroscopic subacromial decompression and debridement of the rotator cuff. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were right shoulder impingement syndrome with bursal surface rotator cuff tearing. Period. He followed up postoperatively and had additional physical therapy. Period. As of 12/8/22, he had regained full forward flexion and abduction. Period. He had good strength. Period. He took a new job as an exterminator supervisor, which was a non-physical job. Period. He was thought to have reached maximum medical improvement and would only follow up as needed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the right shoulder, contradicting that from Dr. Lipschultz upon discharge. Period. Abduction was 140 degrees with tenderness, and internal and external rotation were to 80 and 75 degrees, respectively. Period. Independent adduction, flexion, and extension were full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level. Period. And left disc was to the L4 vertebral level, despite that shoulder being uninvolved. Period. Most of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was otherwise full in all spheres with a crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Extremities lower. He remained in his pants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 50 degrees with tenderness. Period extension was mildly reduced to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period left side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period right side bending and bilateral rotation were full without tenderness to 25 and 45 degrees respectively. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 11/26/21, Abdul Ismail pulled on a pallet and experienced pain in his upper back. Period was seen that same day at Concentra, where thoracic x-rays showed degenerative changes but no acute abnormalities. Period, he was quickly referred for a course of physical therapy. Period, a thoracic MRI was done on 1/4/22 to be inserted here. Period, in a paragraph, he also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz for right shoulder complaints in particular. Period, an MRI was done to be inserted here. Period, some conservative care was rendered. Period, they ultimately agreed to pursue surgical intervention, but the petitioner canceled this on several occasions. Period, ultimately on 7/27/22, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, physical therapy was also rendered. Period, at Dr. Lipschultz's last visit on 12/8/22, he had regained full motion and had good strength. Period. He had also changed jobs. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found decreased range of motion that contradicted that upon discharge from Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He had intact strength and provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder were negative. Period, full range of motion of the cervical thoracic spine, where there was no spasm or tenderness. Period, had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period, neat paragraph. there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the upper, comma, mid, comma, or lower back, period. At the shoulder, I would offer 5% permanent partial total disability, period. The small thoracic disc herniations are not clinically meaningful and do not result in any permanency, period. In your description of the claim petition, he alleged injuries to the upper, mid, and lower back with no mention of the shoulder, period. And